And what you do in bad situations proves who you are. This is a bad situation. So bear with me. We'll try to pull it off. Kent wasn't Ken, and I'm not Austin either. Sunday school lessons on Jesus' experience in Gethsemane this morning. And I'm sure a lot of us can look at our own lives and say, you know, we've had experiences that weren't all that pleasant either. Or maybe, Tom, you know, we're going through something right now. Sometimes experiences like that are brought on by our own decisions. Sometimes they're not. Jesus' experience wasn't brought on by his decision. Well, let me rephrase that. Jesus' experience, yes, it was his decision, but it wasn't because of him that he had to go through it. It was because of us. I think of situations in my life once in a while where it's kind of somebody else's fault that I got to go through this. Be honest with you, I'm not in a very good mood. I get a little grumpy. Even situations that Austin is here. Did you just see if I would get up this morning? I don't want to put sorry about that. Anyway. I forget. I got sidetracked. Even situations that really I don't have control over, you know, you get the feeling not too good about it. It was not pleasant for Jesus to do it. But yet, I think about the passion in his heart to go through what he did because of the way he loved us. And you say, he wanted to do it. He wanted to experience it. I got to look up a Bible verse this morning. In fact, we're not going to bother. So just think about it as we go through your Sunday school lesson this morning. And as you study a lesson, just what it all meant for Jesus and what it all means for us. Let's pray. God, we again want to thank you, Jesus, for your willingness to experience Gethsemane, to experience the cross. Not because it's something bad you've done in your life, but because your heart, your passion, your love for man to give him eternal life. God, we just pray we take opportunities in our lives, experience in our lives, and look back and ask, help us to understand sometimes, you know, what you want from us. God, we just want to lift up the Sunday school teachers this morning. Each one of them that has a class to teach, and pray, God, that each one of the people in the class can be attentive, be helping the conversations, have an open discussion. We also want to be with those that are, you know, have part in the service this morning, wherever it may be, and bless them too. We just pray this in your name, amen.